USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, the Trump administration announced a new round of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces. The sanctions were announced by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin.
Today's sanctions are part of our commitment to stop the Iranian regime's global terrorist activities. The president has been very clear. We will continue to apply economic sanctions until Iran stops its terrorist activities and commit that it will never have nuclear weapons.
Trump, in a statement delivered after Mnuchin and Pompeo spoke, said the sanctions will have a major impact on the Iranian economy and they will remain until the Iranian regime changes its behavior. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
A total of 145,000 jobs were added to the economy in December as the unemployment figure remained at 3.5%. USA's John Clemens reports.
Despite concerns over a trade war with China, the nation's economic expansion continued. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 145,000 in December, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in retail, trade, and healthcare, while mining lost jobs.
When you look at the reports for 2019, there are 2.1 million jobs added to the U.S. economy. I'm John Clemens.
U.S. stocks made another run toward fresh records but were unable to hold those gains, falling across the board amid a light trading session. Even so, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed above 29,000 for the first time in history, despite the December jobs report. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The state of Oklahoma will receive $8.75 million from two pharmaceutical companies in a deal announced that will end the legal action the state was considering against those opioid manufacturers. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter announced the agreement with Endo Pharmaceuticals and Far Pharmaceutical, Inc., both subsidiaries of Dublin-based Endo International. Without the agreement, Hunter said he planned to file suit against the company, alleging it violated state law by deceptively marketing opioid pain medications in a way that understated the high risk of addiction. The company denied allegations and admitted no wrongdoing as part of the agreement. After a trial last summer, an Oklahoma judge ordered drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay the state $465 million to address the state's opioid crisis. The state also reached pretrial settlements totaling $355 million with two other drug makers, OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and Israeli-owned Teva Pharmaceuticals. The music world has lost another superstar as the drummer of the Canadian band Rush, Neil Peart, has died after fighting a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 67. Peart joined Rush in 1974, and his style has served as the main inspiration for generations of drummers in rock, metal, and many other genres. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.